lot going on this Friday morning as we broadcast from Borgata. Eagles and Saints on Sunday. Sixers with the Joel extension, and the Phillies still not playoff team.
I've got some crazy intel on Elliott Shore Parks, Joe.
What do you got?
Well, I was just talking to Elliott's friend David Birnbaum from high school.
Now, can you trust
Central?
I don't know if I can trust David Birnbaum, but he's wearing
his tie.
Well,
you're going to spread information.
He's going to spread it anyway.
He's a lawyer here for a conference who came up to our table and said, hey, I know Elliott. I went to school with Elliott Shore Parks. Yep. I was friends with Elliott. And now we find out that Elliott was very stylish, exceedingly stylish, even as a high schooler, cutting-edge fashionista, even as a high school kid.
He does like to dress.
He dresses well.
He values style.
Oh, hold on. Speaking of dressing well.
What?
No. Devin, what is up with the socks today?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So you have, like, socks that look like Kerry Kittles that come, like, halfway up to your knee.
One up, one down?
Okay.
No,
so
but up
I
high, the one up.
High socks. Ankle socks on.
No, what? They're cool. They're fine. They're just socks.
Well, I call her Dorky Devin.
Yeah, he called me a dork, which, like, when Joe DeCameron calls you a dork, I need to reevaluate things here.
It shouldn't
Are you playing a soccer game and you've got the protecting the shins with
shin guards?
Shin guards.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Well, it's two words. Shin guards is two words.
It's a very middle school look, Devin, I have to say.
No, it's not. This is the appropriate sock look for Devin's
John, you
attire.
Have to retire those pants because you are not 300 pounds anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And they just, you don't need them anymore.
These John pants, looks very 90s today.
These pants are
awesome.
Meant to
if
be
If we're
going to
come
baggy.
At footwear, can we look at what John Ritchie is wearing today?
I don't know what
happened. Like, John was the one defending you.
I know.
Wow.
Those things are dark.
James, like, they're like Crocs / Yeezy. I don't even know.
They're a fiasco.
They're Oakley shoes from 1999.
Oh, my God, John. No.
Yeah.
Maybe the reason Oakley didn't make more shoes after 1999.
This is why we do radio.
Can I explain my socks really quick?
Please do. Is this what the kids do?
So this is what the cool kids do? Kids are wearing.
Oh, God.
This is what Gen Z tells me as an old millennial now. How I should be wearing my socks. Ankle socks no longer in.
It's true.
High ankle socks, shin socks. I don't even know what you call them. That's in.
I'm just
trying to be cool. I'm trying to say
hey. The short socks that you can't see. I get ridiculed for wearing those at my house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cut off socks. I'm made fun of by my children.
Do they make fun of your Crocs?
17 and 19. They would never expect that I would wear these out of the house. I don't know how I wear these out of the house.
I find it bizarre. All right, let's get to the phones. The Eagles obviously getting ready for the Saints and the Phils with Ty. We'll get to what Rob Thompson said about Taiwan after the game. Dave in Wilmington right now. Hi, Dave.
Oh, Dave. I don't care what Gen Z millennials have to say. Ankle socks are the way to go.
That's correct.
That's right. They apparently aren't cool. I think they're comfortable. I think they work great for me. But
here, who
not
cares
cool.
what Gen Z has to say?
All right, Dave, what do you got on the Eagles?
If you want socks going up your legs, why don't you just wear boots?
Ooh, or pants.
Yeah, or pants.
Or pants.
That's a good point, Joe.
All right, Dave, what do you got on the Eagles?
I've been calling all week to talk about the officiating of the game.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't get through.
You're on now. Floor is yours. Go for it.
Call. It was a personal foul call, but it wasn't first and 25. Cloud, it was first and 10 after they pushed them back 15 yards.
Well, there's different – I don't know the rule. I just know sometimes you have a first and 10 and sometimes you have a first and 25, and I think it relates to, like, when the infraction occurred. Is that a fair way to put it, John?
Sure. Was this on, like, a kicking play? Was this a special teams play that they ended up enforce the penalty after the kick? I don't know.
It was McLeod swinging a punch after his mouth guard was ripped out.
Yeah, so that's a dead ball and goes to the next play, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't too concerned about it.
I remember being confused. I don't remember all the specifics. Those moments are always a little bit confusing on how to, But, look, I don't think they got it wrong. If they got it wrong, we would have heard about it. Dave, give me an answer. Right. A notable club.
1860, Hartford, Connecticut. This club was founded. The Boys and Girls Club of America.
Oh, that's
a
big
great
one, too.
Answer, yeah.
That's a really big one. Let's go to John in Pottstown. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing great, John.
Hey, first-time caller. Joe, thank congratulations
you
on victory, whatever it was this morning.
You don't have to say sir that. That's a good way to put it.
John,
that victory, whatever it was.
John, yeah, we're going to have a moral. I just got to tell you, we might have a moral conundrum at the end of the show because it could be the Boys and Girls Club of America versus the Playboy Club.
Or the Mile High Club.
Or the Mile High Club.
Ooh.
So this is going to get a little weird. Club. But anyway, John, thank you, sir, and go ahead.
Yeah, first time calling. So I was at the game Monday night, and you guys, John specifically, has been talking about getting Dallas Goedert in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Six rows up in the end zone, and I'm watching the receivers. First of all, the receivers are not getting open. So, you know, I don't want to press on Jalen too hard with regards to his play. But specifically with Dallas Goedert, his routes are trash. They're trash.
I've wondered
talk
that.
Talk about getting Dallas Goedert involved. I'm telling you, I watch him, and like he doesn't explode off the line when he's going out for a route. And as the game goes on, it looks like he just gets disinterested and tired. And
I wonder if he does get disinterested, John. Like I would imagine, and this didn't happen to me because I wasn't expecting to get the ball as like the 15th option in an offense, but Dallas Goedert being one of those guys that our head coach says the offense runs through him. If he's not having the offense run through him, I'm positive that gets a little bit off-putting. You know, like you're a little bit discouraged while you're out there.
Well,
you're wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
Why don't they have faith in me? Why doesn't the quarterback have faith in me? Like, these things do cross your mind,
yeah,
I'm sure, at some point, whether you want them to or not.
John, here's the deal, man. If the Eagles have another game where Hurts and Goedert aren't on the same page with AJ out, we're doing a poll next week and asking – whose fault is it, primarily? Hurts, Goedert, or the coordinator? I don't know the answer. It may be a little bit – I tend to think it's more Goedert and Hurts, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really weird because he's really talented. But, look, maybe he's not a good route runner. I mean, Mike Quick told us this week he is.
I just don't think he's a good route runner.
He
really
is
don't
a talented athlete. He should be a good route runner. Let's put it that way. I haven't had a problem with his routes.
The other point, real quick, I want to make is you just had Fred Barnett on, which I thought was awesome. After the game, after the incredibly crushing loss, we're all standing there in the stands. We're crushed. No one's moving because we're all stunned. And we watched the players on both teams for 10 minutes dap it up at midfield, goof in.
We've seen it for years.
Like,
I know.
I mean, it's like, and you don't see it on TV because you're not at the game. But
I know.
Fan,
look, John, I'm
like,
always, let me just tell you, hold on, John, let me just say this. I'm always conflicted on it because I generally side with your emotional reaction, okay? But I will say, these guys don't really get to say hi before the game. They're not going out to dinner Saturday night. And when they know someone on the other team, particularly if they play college football together, and a lot of these guys are really good friends from college football.
Or have been on NFL teams together before, yeah.
Like, it is generally your only chance in a five-month window to say hi for 30 seconds. And I can understand that.
But I know it looks bad
and it's frustrating.
I know.
Yeah. John, give me a notable club.
Anyway. So I wasn't listening all morning. I don't know if this has been said yet, but I would just say the simple thing. I eat them twice a week. How about a club sandwich?
Being said, and it could win. Give me a different answer.
Okay, how about this? I hate to say this, but we're driving. You know, you drive down to the same, you see the signs all the time. Bud Risque.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Sure.
Hey, John, you're a good caller. Call us again, man. As first time calls
he's just
go.
See the sign.
I was like, hate to say it.
That's so
never
funny.
Been there.
No, just
so
the sign.
I'm not even sure what it is. I just see signs for
neither
it.
Neither have I. All right. Let's get to Taiwan Walker.
I have, in fact, been there.
There you go. Maybe I have.
Well, it was just we did a lot of wing bowls.
Rob Thompson talked after the game. You know, look, it was another disaster by Taiwan last night. God bless you if you, you know, chose to watch and watch the whole game because it was just a joke.
Team fought, though.
No, they did.
Dug such a deep hole, and this team still tried to dig out of it. It's the eighth inning. It's the ninth inning. It really mattered to
they
the
guys.
They lose
because of him, though.
It had to be so frustrating.
All right, here's Rob Thompson after the game on Taiwan.
How disappointing is just his performance today. I know you're hoping for a little bit better.
I was, and I was excited about this start. I really was, based on the last time. The home runs were pitches that weren't executed.
But even earlier in that game, like when you guys showed some fight early in the game, there's no urge on your end to be like, let's try to steal this. Like, let's go to the bullpen now. In your mind, it just wasn't the spot in the fourth inning there.
To our leverage guys?
No, just to like get someone else in there.
Who?
I don't know.
Those guys that are low leverage guys, yeah. And I don't really want. And we've got a game tomorrow. We got a game for six days in a row. So you start using all those guys up, then what happens tomorrow if you get down? Mm-hmm. So it just didn't work out. My fault.
Look, there's so much in there. I got to say this about the I don't know. It's not just that he didn't have a name. It's how the reporter said, I don't know, by the way. But
it's pretty funny.
Look, obviously.
It's happened to every one of us interviewing somebody. Yeah. You throw something out there and they go, well, who? And you're like,
I know.
But you got to have somebody.
But just pick the worst.
Anybody.
The next worst pitcher. Yeah. Just pick that guy. I mean, just pick somebody. Just say Sir Anthony, even though he's
Tyler Phillips.
He's not on the team anymore.
Say Garrett Stubbs if you got it.
Garrett, yeah.
that's true, James. All right, drop of the week coming up in 1 minute to one of our favorite segments of the week. Some fun looking back at what happened this week. Drop of the week in 1 minute.
When you're ready to propose and buy that forever ring, trust is more important than ever. And that's why I want you to go and meet my friends at Benari Jewelers. Engagement ring shopping is harder and riskier than ever. Be careful. You could end up with an inferior quality ring that you paid way too much for. With lab-grown diamonds and the myriad of ring styles out there, it's easy to make a mistake. I'm telling you, trust Benari Jewelers. At Benari, they'll show you the inside secrets of the diamond business and how to avoid costly mistakes. Benari will show you how diamonds are priced and graded on the world market. Benari will teach you why the four C's are just the beginning of what you need to look for in a diamond. All this with a price guarantee that ensures you get the value you deserve. Free service for life and a 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. Get the education, guidance, and confidence you need at Benari Jewelers. Two showrooms, Exton and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the week.
All right, Family and Company Jewelers is the sponsor of the drop of the week, a segment we love. Some of the funny, some of the poignant, some of the crazy, zany. Drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, what do we got?
Let's dive in. Earlier in the week, John DeFilippo in with us. I thought he was fantastic.
He
across
was.
The board. Really fascinating insight, all that. But he had a pretty great line. He is clearly not a fan of Mike Zimmer.
You know, just looking back and self-scouting yourself like we always do in all of our careers, that probably wasn't the best decision to go to Minnesota.
Wow. Well, okay, so let's talk.
And I was happy for the Saints that they dropped a ton of points on Mike Zimmer this weekend.
Yes, he was.
Love it.
I could have a future as a talk show host.
We were
those
all
kind of
happy
comments.
Too. Let me tell you.
All right, so
yeah, I didn't shed any tears on that one.
Man,
wow.
You don't normally, you know, hear a coach say that about another coach.
No,
I mean Buddy Ryan
not
used to say it.
Not normally trash talkable like other coaches. It's off limits.
He ain't going to get hired by him again. I'll tell you that.
No, I don't think he wants to be. So, no. Yeah, great stuff from DeFilippo. Yep. I definitely would love to have him back on. All right,
we do have to get him back in studio.
Yeah,
that was fun.
He was great.
He was
really fascinating. All right, let's keep it rolling. Something, Joe, you just said you don't hear that very often. You know what else you don't hear very often? World famous superstars shouting out WIP like Miles Teller did.
Pressure rolling right. Jalen likes to roll right.
Oh, nice completion. Devontae Smith, baby. Go, Birds. Go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
Go, Birds.
I think you made the right call. I think you made the right call going into acting there, Miles.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. You can't root for a team when you're commentating. You can't root for one of the team. You can't say, go, Birds.
I would be commentating for WIP, boys. I would be all Philly.
That's
our
great.
Guy.
That's great,
our
man.
Our guy.
That's strong.
Love
He's just
it.
Laying it out there. Like, just breaking the news to him.
Well, you know what I do wonder, and I've long wondered, how many famous people listen to our show and know of us? Mm. Like, does Will Smith Miles know who, Teller. Like, does he know who we are? Now, I don't know how often he's here.
Probably
no.
not.
No.
Will Smith, Will probably Smith not. Not. Ryan Phillippe?
Like, Shane Gillis. Shane Gillis might listen to the show.
Yeah, oh,
he's super
sure.
famous right now. Yeah.
Like, Bradley Cooper, probably.
Bradley Cooper.
Right?
Zach yeah. Bryan is very famous. He's a big yeah. Eagles fan.
Like, do they, like, would they want to invite us over when we hang out?
I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, if you're listening, guys, you know, we're free.
I don't know if that's how you go about getting that done.
Okay. So. Well, yeah, you know.
Go Birds.
I don't know. Devin's got a boyfriend, but she's also not married. Bradley Cooper.
Just whoa. Wait a second. I don't know if that's how you do that.
That is inappropriate.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Joe.
I mean, I just.
Bad.
She would have an option. She would have an option. She would have an option.
Bradley Cooper, I believe, is dating a supermodel. So.
That's true. Irina Shayk.
No. Gigi Hadid.
Oh, Gigi.
Yeah.
She. Wow, that's a great point. They're yeah. from the area, the Hadids.
Oh, look at that. They
are.
Could be listening.
Yeah.
That's
all
great.
Right, how about
that's
that? All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you made a pretty funny joke about Richie that Richie just didn't catch at all. Here's what happened.
Hank, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's been a pleasure.
What's up, Hank?
I like how you say it's been a pleasure, and we just started.
It is early.
I mean, that was
we don't know yet, do we?
In the words of John Ritchie, that was a pleasurable 2 seconds.
Hey, Hank, have you ever...
Whoa!
You actually think I didn't catch that? I don't even follow.
You said I don't even follow. I don't know.
I think he was...
just powering through.
That was really good.
Yeah, I try to bring a little levity. I mean, listen, it's been a tough week, guys. We've been lamenting a horrible loss. Every once in a while, I got to throw some humor in there.
That was a good line. Speaking Thank of humor, let's go do it at your expense, because Ruben Amaro had a pretty funny line about you.
Why do I need Jimmer Fredette or whoever the hell was it? Like, I forget who it was.
Jimmer Fredette.
It was one of those
Jimmer
kind of guys.
Frenette.
Whatever that
Fredette.
Guy's.
Fredette. Fredette. Fredette.
Like,
you.
Like, why isn't Maxi and Damian Lillard and, like, I don't know, the next guys in 3-on-3?
I'm with you.
I mean, that's
why not? That's
a gold medal.
You actually made sense there.
It does make sense.
Ruben.
Trying to figure out why our leftovers don't play 3-on-3 in the Olympics.
It's a different sport.
Yeah, but it's basketball.
But it's really different.
But wouldn't Maxi have a better chance to
yes,
win than Jimmer
absolutely.
Fredette?
He should.
No question.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Yes.
Come on now.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Jason Kelsey, a couple pieces of audio related to Jason, but this one, pretty funny. Great caller, Dr. Gina, calls in, says something to Jason. This was his reaction.
Jason, I hung out with you and partied with you at Uptown Beer Garden. You were a single man still. You hadn't even met your wife yet.
Where are you going with this, Gina?
That's great.
That's so good.
That's good.
All right, let's keep it rolling with Kelsey. We heard the long form audio of this, just a little taste, a little piece of Jason Kelsey very unhappy about the Sixers arena situation and the Sixers owners.
It just sucks. It just sucks that there's that much, you know, and this is part of, you know, the ownership group isn't Philadelphian. It's got a New Jersey Devils team, a Philadelphia team, and now a Washington team. And now they're forcing the city to do what this guy wants, and it sucks.
So good.
I find it hard to believe that'll be beat.
Yeah, it probably won't be. We got two more quick ones, but that'll probably win. But maybe this has a shot. It doesn't. But still, Ruben Amaro's reaction. We've heard the chicken wings be brought up a few times. I thought Ruben's reaction to hearing it for the first time was pretty hilarious.
It's unconscionable. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Which way to go? That's maybe the best minute of radio I've ever heard in my life.
Ruben was so
That's great,
flummoxed
man.
By it.
That is pretty good.
Really good. All right, last one, just a quick one. Our guy Fred Burnett.
Barnett.
Yeah, it came out quick. Fred Barnett. He's your best friend. Or he's not. As Fred
yeah, it's
said.
More like I'm his best friend. I don't know. I lay claim.
Yeah,
that,
Fred.
You know.
Fred cleared it up here.
How are you, Fred?
Good, Joe. I miss you, man.
Thank you.
Do you really,
oh,
Fred?
Do you?
I mean, do
I miss,
you
I miss
really,
my buddy? No, I don't.
Well played by him.
That's great.
Well played. Good stuff. All right,
yeah,
it's
Kelsey,
be Kelsey,
clear
Kelsey.
Winner. But yes. Drop of the week. Drop of the year. Front runner potentially.
Yeah, it's got a drop of the year. It's going to be Richie crying about Kelsey versus Kelsey
That's
talking about the Sixers.
That's hilarious.
Ownership. As of now,
this is really.
Oh my god.
That's the short version. There you go. All right. Well, love being with you on a Friday morning. Love being at Borgata. What a beautiful. Just a beautiful spot here in Atlantic City. Let's hope the Eagles play a beautiful game on Sunday. We shall see. Now, a lot to do this segment, including, ironically, last segment we were talking about celebs and do they listen to WIP. And lo and behold, Joe Wechter, in the last couple of minutes, noticed that David Boreanaz on social media commented in the last few minutes.
No way.
WIP.
David Boreanaz, I love you, David Boreanaz.
There you go.
Huge fan.
How about that? All right, so Wechter dug up.
Seal.
He dug up the audio.
Sealy Booth also.
What does the Sealy Booth mean?
Well, from Bones.
Oh, that was his name.
I want to watch that show. I haven't.
Oh, my God. It's a great show.
We've only got like 7,000 episodes to catch up on.
Yeah, you will never run out of
it. Well, I do have it on the list. All right, let's listen to Boreanaz.
He's incredible.
Boreanaz took to social media with some audio.
Kind of sad today. Worried, concerned. I don't even want to say go Birds. I don't even know what to say. I just want to say one thing to all the WIP listeners out there. Thank you for calling and continuing to press the situation on how bad we lost that game. That's all I gotta say.
I love it, man.
Die in the wool, awesome. Man.
You know what was cool, Joe? In a lot of episodes on Bones, when he was in his office, he would have like a Flyers mug. Mm-hmm. You could see it in the background. It was
like
really
it.
Cool.
So, all right, good work by him. Let's also get to Brandon Graham. He joined us this week. I really wanted to make sure we played this today because it relates to Sunday and, frankly, beyond. Brandon Graham with a declaration after the loss Monday night on our show this week about the Eagles moving forward.
We're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. And, man, all I can say is we got some pride about us, and I know we're going to get it right. I know Saquon going to make the play the next time. I know we're going to not give up 150-something yards. I ain't going to guarantee. I'm going to just say I can promise you we're going to go out there and work our butt off like we do, and we're going to put a better show on.
Let's hope so. We'll be watching. We'll find out. I mean, obviously, Monday is going to be an explosive show if they lose again. Let's hope not. All right, let's also get to the Got a Door and Window to the weekend where you can buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, obviously, the biggest thing this weekend is the Eagles trying to get it done and get to 2-1. We'll see if they do. The rest of pro football, interesting slate of games. But also the Phillies, of course, will at some point clinch a playoff berth. And it sure as heck will likely happen this weekend as they got all sorts of cracks at it. Magic number remains one. Also, the Flyers, believe it or not, with their first preseason game weekend. Flyers play Sunday. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Steve in Cherry Hill. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. Good morning, all.
What's up, Steve?
So, anyway, John, I really usually agree with you, but what you said yesterday, I think you said Eagles are a very good team. Do you still stick with that, John?
The Eagles will be a very good team, yes.
All right. I think they're a good team, and the only reason why they're a good team is because the league is not that good, man.
True.
Like I swear I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I think the rest of the league, the Eagles included, will continue to get through this month and look like a fully formed NFL team in October. Unfortunately, not practicing in August has caught up to nearly everyone.
Steve, I think it's too early to know whether it's a strong or weak year. I have no idea. I mean, it's two games. I don't know. I'll tell you what's a major problem for AFC contenders. That Kansas City could have been 0-2, that they faced two good teams, that they eked out both, and here they go again, Mahomes and Reed on their way to another 12, 13, 14 win year. I mean, it's what they do. It's really incredible.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, guys. So what if we lose the next two games? We're going into a bye, and we're 1-3. That gives 2 weeks' time for them to possibly fire the coach.
Interesting. Hadn't thought about it. I mean, I don't think it's likely to happen, but
it's set up pretty well for that to neatly occur if it does.
Yeah.
I mean, if things do melt down and guys and players are having issues, you know, we've already had players-only meetings to end last season and to start this season.
Now, that's
a strange scenario.
Steve, an interesting thought you've now put in my mind. All right, give me an answer here, Steve, a notable club.
I'm going with Golf Club.
Oh, God, that's another one.
Really good.
And of course,
that might be a winner.
Golf club.
Golf club.
Of which there are two. That's a double entendre. There's the actual thing right. you hold in your hands.
And
then there's the membership
where
thing.
You golf.
Yeah, that's a damn good answer. All right, speaking of answers, we'll give you answers right now as we get to week three of pro football and our picks.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
Oh, well, fortunately, after an 0-3 in week one, I rebounded with a 2-1 last week. John with a 1-2, so we're both kind of limping in 2-4 so far. Let's get to week three, and John, give me your first selection.
I'm going to go Vikings plus 2.5. Everyone loves the Texans. I really love what the Vikings are doing, and I think they're a well-coached team. The Vikings are going to do something this year, despite the fact that Justin Jefferson banged up. When your best player gets hurt, they figure out a way to do it other ways. So I expect them to play well.
Well, my first game anyway, they're saying.
Yeah, my first game is going to give us a real look into whether last year is like this year, because I'm going Detroit minus 3 at Arizona. If Arizona wins this game, then last year ain't this year, because last year this game would not have been close. Detroit minus 3 in Arizona.
The Chiefs are going to Atlanta to play the team that we just lost to last week, and I think they're going to destroy them. I think the Falcons are going to be a little too high on their horse, and the Chiefs will win by a lot more than 3 points.
So I have the same game. I think it's a flabbergasting joke that Kansas City's only a 3-point favorite in Atlanta. I mean, again, one team wins 12-14 every year, and the other team's the Atlanta Falcons. KC minus
everyone three. Loves Raheem Morris. He's not going to be able to coach that team that well.
That's ridiculous.
My last choice is the Eagles, plus 2.5. I believe they will beat the Saints, and I'm going to put my money where my mouth is this week. We will focus on stopping the run. That is what the Saints want to do. It's not complicated. This week, it really is about want to. Do you want to stick your face in there and out-tough the New Orleans Saints? I believe that this Eagles team wants that, and I believe they will accomplish that.
So my third selection, and I hope I'm wrong, because I'm rooting for Jacksonville because I root for Doug, but I'm going to go the Bills minus 4.5 against the Jags. Look, I know the Bills, you know, defensively, they don't look the same. I get it. But, I mean, the Jags, man, like, it's not going well. And I've got to tell you, I think Doug could be in trouble getting fired in season. I really do. I also don't think Trevor Lawrence is really that good. It'd be interesting to know in the future how much was Doug's fault and how much was Trevor Lawrence's fault. But, man, it's not a good program right now. Bills minus the 4.5 versus the Jags, and those are our picks. John, can you tell me one more time, what was your first selection?
The Vikings plus 2.5.
Thank you, buddy. I just wrote all these down. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, Joe.
I just want to know what kind of pictures Taiwan Walker has on these coaches, man, because that was atrocious last night. Like,
yeah,
I can't watch a pitch.
It's not just that. You know what he's got, Joe? He's got a signed, guaranteed contract. Now, you can say they shouldn't put him out there anymore, and look, we'll see if when there's like 4 games left or whatever it's going to be when he next pitches, if they're a game behind the Dodgers or tied, like, are they going to start him again? They shouldn't.
I just can't. They shouldn't. I don't know. They're going to pick the ticket girl that does a 50-50 of the pitch better. I don't. It's just, at this point, why throw him out there again? He's better in the bullpen.
I think we should put him in the – he should be out of the bullpen. I think it's clear
exactly.
That this is – that decision has been made. His performance has made that decision for him.
And then, obviously, not on the postseason roster. I mean, that's as clear as day.
Absolutely. If he's on that postseason roster –
no, he won't be. Roy Hobbs has a better chance to be on the postseason roster.
I have a better chance to be on the postseason roster. No
Joe, give me an answer for a notable club.
It's an unfortunate club, but the 27 club.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Famous people that died at the age of 27. Who is what? Hendrix,
Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin. Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Amy Winehouse died.
Yeah, Amy Winehouse is 27 as well. Yeah. Yep.
Boy, we've had a lot of answers that could win today. Let's talk to Glenn. He's calling from Center City, where that arena is going to be. Hi, Glenn.
I got the FanDuel bookies kissing a baby this week, baby.
Look at you, Glenn.
A baby.
Dude, you have three babies. That was three babies in like 6 words.
On pins and needles last night, I need a Bryce Harper to get a hit, and I've had Shohei Ohtani to hit 2 home runs. and oh my, he's incredible.
Look at you, buddy. Wow.
Bring the money on, and John, you're dead wrong. The Eagles are not going to beat the Saints without that pass rush not getting to the quarterback and without A.J. Brown. I don't care what Brandon Graham said, it's not going to happen this Sunday. I'm taking the Saints plus the minus 2.5. And let me say one other thing, because last night I watched the game. If I catch the ball, somebody grabs my tight ass and throw me to the ground, that shouldn't be a penalty. That's a safe tackle. That's an overrated play in NFL circles. If somebody slams you to the ground, that shouldn't be a penalty. It's called tackle football. Nobody's hitting your knee. Nobody's hitting your thigh. Nobody's hitting your chest. Nobody's hitting your head. They just slam you on the ground. They're doing a WWE all day.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of legislated that out some years ago. I don't, you know, look, they're trying not to have guys get mauled out there.
Ask you guys one quick question. Did you see the Eagles fans coming out of the stadium on Monday and they had them on TikTok? Did you hear what that one lady said about Patrick Mahomes and Tony Romo?
Did you hear that?
Venom was spewed out, man. The venom was spewed out, man. It was
all crazy. Right. All right, Glenn, give me a notable club.
A notable club, Clumberlang.
That's a big
great
one.
Great answer.
Oh, wow.
Man, that guy had a lot of energy with that call.
I think that
Glenn
might be...
wasn't messing around at all.
Is that votable for, like, Clumberlang?
Yeah.
That is an incredible answer.
Clumberlang. It's an incredible answer. Speaking of answers, let's get to the answers of the Twitter poll question of the day. Questions of the day. Both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. All right, the first poll question, who wins on Sunday, the Eagles or the Saints? John, how do you think people vote it?
Unfortunately, I think this might be really close. This is going to be like a 50-50-er. But the Eagles eke this out with a 54?
The Saints win it decisively, basically 2-1. 64% say Saints. 36% say Eagles.
I would have thought it's possible at this point with the week progressing and people feeling a little bit better, getting farther away from the debacle.
They're still upset.
Very upset.
Everyone's still really upset.
No, for sure.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful you get to where my hopefulness is.
Look, here's the one thing I'll say if the Eagles lose on Sunday, and I may not say this Monday, but I'm going to say it now. And I'll say it Monday if they lose. The season's not over if they lose. One, because New Orleans might be good. Two, because we've seen plenty of times where the Eagles come back from 1-2. We've seen the Eagles come back from 1-3. Look, we saw the Eagles 3 years ago come back from 3-6. Now, they weren't good, and that was the problem. I mean, they got to the playoffs, but it's not a tremendous achievement to get to 9-8 and get smoked in the playoffs. But hope is not completely dashed if they lose this
game. It's amazing to me that... No, hope is not completely dashed. Are you kidding
but
me?
But it'll be a...
I was on a team that lost 4 games in a row all of October.
But those
we
are
we lost 4 games in a row in October, and we went to the Super Bowl.
I know.
So it doesn't matter sort of as rare, much though. As you think it does. Right now, every team is figuring out who they are.
I agree. Okay. All right. You got me a little bit there. There's some of that. All right. Second poll question, and let's all go on the record ourselves. If we didn't have so much Eagles going on, we'd be talking more about this Sixer Stadium thing. So let's all go on the record on where we would like the stadium to be if it's not going to be in South Philly, which obviously it's not going to be. If it came down to Camden or Center City Philly, Devin, which spot would you prefer, Camden or Center City Philly?
Center City Philadelphia.
And your reason is what?
They belong in Philly. It does bring, you know, a lot of money into the city. I live in the city, so of course I'm going to be impacted by it, but not as much as residents of Chinatown. But they're the Philadelphia 76ers, not the Camden or New Jersey 76ers.
All right, Rhea, what do you got here?
I'd like a third choice. I'd like them to move past the second round.
All right, and we're not letting you off the hook. No. What's your answer?
Camden.
I agree with you.
Wow. Why?
So I think it'll just be easier to get to.
Yeah.
I'd rather spend whatever it is, $6, $7, $8 to go over a bridge and park comfortably.
You could take the ferry over.
Yeah, I just think it would be.
You know how cool it is, though? Like, in New York City, going into 30th Street, like
Penn,
30th
Penn
Street
Station.
Underneath Penn Station.
Yeah, I know,
like,
John.
It really feels.
But they have so much work to do with the subway
system. That part
of
market is in no way, shape, or form close to New York.
If it could get close to where that infrastructure is capable.
I mean, New York has cops all over streets and subways.
Well,
like,
we're talking about quite a while.
I mean, it's about eight or seven years.
Yeah.
All right, John, what's your answer, Camden or Center City?
Mine is Center City.
All right, so it's 2-2. Seltzer, what's your answer?
Oh, it's Center City easily for me.
Okay. All right, so 3-2 in that poll for Center City. John, I got the results from everyone online. How do you think people voted?
70%. 75% Center City.
60%.
Wow.
Center City. Now, obviously, look, we got a lot of voters from Philly. We got a lot of voters from Jersey. And we got, you know, a lot of voters.
Do you know people who live in Jersey who, like, don't like to come over the bridge? I knew people like that, like, a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, it spends money, and it costs you money also. Yeah. All right, let's do what we actually, coming up in 1 minute, we're going to get to Times Yours in almost exactly 1 minute.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. I've seen their operation. We've done our show over there at their headquarters. The people are incredible. The technology, it's so impressive. So if you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything. Mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at pdqpos.com. That's pdqpos.com.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Well, time's yours. First thing I want to say is I don't know how we're going to decide on Notable Claw because I have 12 different things circled that I think are worthy answers to win. Times Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Times Yours.
This stinking Taiwan Walker's pitching again. I'd rather see a bullpen game. Get him out of here.
This Taiwan Walker bull is over. Get him out.
Taiwan Walker is brutal.
What is Doc Rivers the manager? Is this a scheduled loss? Why the is Taiwan in there?
Why is Taiwan still on this damn team?
Hey, did you see the Walker home run derby? Yeah, he's awesome.
It's a joke.
Ugh. Look, worst case scenario for the Phillies, and I actually mean this may be worse than losing in the first round they play, is losing a Game 7 in Dodger Stadium because they've lost the one seed because they had Taiwan pitch 37 times this year.
Jason Kelce nailed it when he was talking about the Sixers. A guy that's experienced that firsthand gives a perspective, and a pretty loud perspective, that not a lot of other people in this city have had. And Joe, I want to give you credit too. You're completely right. If Josh Harris is just honest about it, we might not like it, but one thing I know about this city is that we will respect the honesty, whether it hurts our feelings or not.
That's right. I mean, the Alec Bohm thing, he owned what he owned. I mean, my thing with Josh Harris, and I've said this for a year and a half now, just indicate more that it's about you putting money in your pocket. I mean, stop with all the different reasons why it's good for Philly. You're doing it to put money in your pocket. Just admit it.
Well, it should be a pretty close game on Sunday with the Eagles. Probably about 48 for New Orleans, 19 for the Eagles.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
Seltzer, we really got to end on that?
That's all I got. Play Wechter. I don't control this anymore.
Boy, can you imagine Times Yours Monday if it's an L? All right, with that, Times Yours, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Right. You actually believe it'll be an L?
I do, but not by 31 points or whatever that guy said. And by the way, I don't know how many times Taiwan pitched this year, but 37 sounded...
Seems about right.
It's a little inflated.
It
but
might
it's probably,
be too many, yeah.
Probably
yeah,
20. Probably 20
felt like
or
it.
Something.
Yeah,
right.
It's probably in the 20s, yeah.
So, I'm going to move through the names here of notable clubs. Remember, it can be a good club or a bad club. Like, it doesn't have to be a good thing. The only thing I'm not going to say to me that has a chance to win is Club Soda. I think all of the rest do. Here we go.
Clubber Lang is acceptable.
It's big. Just note as we go which one you like the most. Here we go. Mile High Club. The club that clubbed Nancy Kerrigan's leg.
I like that one.
The Breakfast Club. The Playboy Club. Club Sandwich. Fight Club. The Downtown Athletic Club that hands out the Heisman Trophy. The Boys and Girls Club of America. Club Risque. A golf club, the 27 club, Clubber Lang.
Golf Club is really, really good. And it's a double entendre.
I have never felt more conflicted. I feel there are over 10 things that could win this.
In your life, this is the most conflicting thing?
No, in Clubber Lang.
I was joking.
Clubber Lang or Golf Club?
I like Tanya Harding's
Yeah,
club.
That, because it was creative.
James, what are you thinking here?
Man, I think they're great. Like, I'm with you, Joe. Boys and Girls is great, too. I like the double entendre of Golf Club. I think that's fun. So
we can't roll this over into a poll next week because these are for tickets for Monday's game, and we got to inform the person.
I'm voting Golf Club.
I'll go Golf Club, too.
Devin?
I like the Nancy Kerrigan one.
You got it. Rhea?
I would like our Friday to start, so I'll go Golf Club.
And then that's it. Steve, you won it with Golf Club.
Good work,
that
Steve.
Was a dirty way to get answer. There. You won it. All right.
I almost went there, too, so I respect it.
Really great answers, honestly. All right, enjoy the game. I don't say this with the normal bravado I typically do, but go Birds! And also, Jalen, step up in the pocket, not step out.